Protesters held signs on a street corner outside the Capitol encouraging motorists to support public workers. Among them is Paula Wick, who lives here and teaches at a public school in nearby Verona.
I think many of us are willing to pay our share, but it's the collective bargaining piece that's especially troublesome.
The governor's plan would prohibit most public employees from bargaining over health care or pension benefits and would put a cap on wage increases. Wick says right now she, like many teachers, works extra hours between after school and weekend activities. But she says if something like this passes, teachers will be forced to scale back.
Otherwise, they'll say, hey, it never mattered, and so what? So it puts us in a very difficult situation because we're dedicated professionals, and yet if we don't scale back, they can walk all over us.
Larry Dunlaw also lives in Madison and teaches in Verona.
The idealist in me would say, oh, none of this really matters because that's not why I went into it in the first place. But there does, a line can be crossed where you could start to feel taken advantage of. And then second of all, a line could be crossed where you're negatively impacting kids and my ability to do my job with the kids that I work with and other teachers to do the same. And I think that is a really potentially dangerous outcome of all this.
Other major protests are in the works for the rest of this week. The governor has said the state and local governments are broke and have nothing to negotiate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.